Welcome back to the Educators Room podcast, a place for educators everywhere, regardless of grade level or content area. Put down your grade books and grab a glass of wine and learn with our host, Francesca. Best videos and downloadable resources to solve the problems that you are having in your classroom. Before we go any further, I wanted to, last week we released a video detailing the background of the Educators Room Learning Academy, but I wanted to highlight a couple of things for those who have not had time to watch it yet. The first thing is that we are so happy that you are here with us. This concept came out of a couple of focus groups with the writers of the Educators Room, which of course are teachers. And then we decided, because we wanted to see in 2016 how we could position ourselves to help more teachers, but in a more strategic way. In addition to our focus group, we decided to poll our 15,000 email subscribers and our 30,000 Facebook subscribers. And out of that, about 45,000 people, we received about 5,000 survey responses. And the surveys overwhelmingly said that teachers needed a service like this. So every week, you are going to receive an email on Friday night. And on Friday night, you're going to receive all of your resources for the upcoming weeks. There are some people who have said, well, why can't we get access to all the modules as they are being released? Because we know as teachers that a lot of times we get overwhelmed by so much information being thrown to us. So the model for this subscription service is that every week in your email, you will get a surprise. And in that surprise will be an email, and it will have all of your resources nicely bundled together, organized for you to read through and you to use for the upcoming week. In addition to our downloadable resources, everybody should have already downloaded a copy of the book, Keep the Fire Burning, Avoiding Teacher Burnout. Since you are a member of our subscription service, any ebook that is released through the Educators Room, you will receive a free copy. So, with that being said, we're going to go into week one, where we're talking about reflection does a mind good. Now, as we were brainstorming teacher burnout, you know, teacher burnout is such, it manifests itself in so many ways. Sometimes for teacher burnout, you might physically become sick. I've known several teachers who have had health ailments due to their burnout. Or sometimes it's mental. Sometimes you're physically fine, but mentally you are breaking down. And so we decided to start our series off with the mental aspect because many times as teachers, we don't practice good self-care. I'm guilty. Just 2 weeks ago, I was at work in a meeting and I felt a tightening in my chest. Now, keep in mind, about 2 months ago, a former coworker, former teacher, friend of mine had a full-blown heart attack at work. So as you can imagine, I was terrified, not even terrified. I was petrified of that. Maybe I was having a heart attack. So I rushed to my doctor's office, and don't ask me why I didn't go to the emergency room. But when I called my doctor, because it wasn't like a pain, like a gripping pain, but it was more like a tingling. I called my doctor. She said, you come on now. Come now and I'll see what's going on. So I race to the doctor's office. She sits me down and she gives me an EKG. And she said, you know what? Your heart is fine. She said, if you're still concerned, I'll send you to a cardiologist. But your heart is fine. And she started asking me questions. She said, you know what? It's probably stress, anxiety. And I thought to myself, you know what? I haven't been practicing good self-care. I stay up late. I get up early. Sometimes I don't eat breakfast because I'm rushing out of the house. Many times I don't eat lunch. Most times I stay late after work and then I rush to go get my own children. Does this sound familiar? As teachers, we have been conditioned to not practice self-care, not only for ourselves, but for the people that we love the most. How many times have you forgotten to do something for your own kids because you're rushing to try to get things for your school kids done? Or how many times have you literally gone weeks, months, years without going to the doctor for health ailments because you didn't want to miss a day of school because it was too much work to get together a sub, or just because you didn't miss your kids? This is what I'm talking about when we say, directly ties into when we say, you are the expert, you have to act like it. It wasn't until about 4 to 5 years ago that I really sat back and I really started thinking about all of the education, all of the professional learning, all the experience that I've had as a teacher in an urban environment. And as I sat back and reflected on all those things, I slowly in my mind began to think, you know what, Francesca, you're the expert. And as I have went through many jobs in education, many principals, many students, I've had to keep that in my mind as I transition or as I move around, just so that I can make sure that I always go into my job, in front of my students, in front of my parents, in front of the community stakeholders, that I am the expert. Teachers, by far, are some of the most disrespected public officials that there are, other than cops. I think cops are pretty disrespected, but teachers are really, really disrespected. And when I say that, I mean, how many times have you been sitting somewhere and you've heard somebody make a snide remark about, you know, teachers have the summers off. They have it lucky. They have an easy job. They're babysitters. As physicians, as attorneys, as businessmen, as politicians, people don't really question their expertise. We kind of give it to them because we recognize their schooling, their education. But as teachers who go through some of the same amount of training, we're rarely recognized as an expert, and that's a problem. In order for us to change the face of public education, we have to start having some conversations first with ourselves and then with each other and then with the public about us being the experts. Case in point, I had a teacher. I left the classroom in 2013. I became an instructional coach, and I had a teacher that I was working with, and she was a new teacher, and she came from a program that basically you do a summer and then you become a teacher. We all know what program we're talking about. We're not going to mention it by name. But she was saying that, you know, she thought that teaching would be so much easier than what it was. And I sat back in my chair and I let her talk. And then I said to her, I said, you know, teaching looks easy. I said, but it takes a real expertise to get in front of children, 30 children every day. And that's just one class period, usually about 120. It takes a real expert to get in front of those children, deliver content, handle classroom management issues, give assessments, call parents, you know, conference with students. It takes a real expert. So week one in this program really has us not only reflecting on self-reflection, reflecting on who we are as teachers, but it also has us going through and it has us just saying it simply, I'm the expert. That's right. Take a minute, and I want you to say to yourself, I'm the expert. It's not too hard, right? Nobody died when you said that, right? You are the expert. One of the main reasons for teacher burnout that I have witnessed is that teachers do not think highly of themselves. And when they don't think highly of themselves, they overcompensate. So they might sponsor 5 clubs because they're trying to show people that they're good enough. Or they may stay late every day just to show people that, hey, I've got everything together. When we're talking about expertise, it's important for teachers to very early on realize not only that they're the expert, but to encourage one another, which brings to my second point. After you have that discussion with yourself and every day you wake up and you affirm to yourself in the mirror, I am the expert. I know what's going on. I am good enough, then that conversation, that reflection, not only with myself, but with my coworkers. We as teachers, we have a very big habit of not speaking well about ourselves sometimes. That reflection, we don't reflect enough on the things that we do well. So I can remember going into the teacher's lounge and hearing teachers, you know, beat themselves up about this didn't go right, and oh my God, this is what's happening. And I would sit back and think about, oh my gosh, we talk so negatively about ourselves. It's no wonder that people are allowed to talk negatively about us in the public and we don't bat an eye. So the second point that I'm going to tell you guys is this week, really take a second. And I want you not only to self-reflect for yourself, but also I want you to reflect about the conversations you have with other educators. I call it the educator talk. When we hear someone talking down on themselves, if we heard a student talking down on themselves or talking about they weren't good enough or they did everything wrong or, oh my gosh, or frazzled out, the first thing we would tell that student is to calm down. The world is not going to end. So I say that to say, as teachers, you know, once we self-reflect and we realize that we are the expert, then as we talk to our coworkers, we have to build one another up and we have to say, you know what, Mr. Moran, you did a really good lesson in there. I really like that. Like, you are really an expert in this. Can you help me? And then in turn, that helps another educator have that type of self-affirming conversation with another educator. The next thing I want you to do after you self-reflect and then reflect with a colleague, I want you to really think about how you position not only yourself, but your classroom to show your expertise. I'm going to give you an example. In my classroom, I taught world literature, and I had a group of students who were 10th graders, but many times on paper, they were still 9th graders, if that makes sense. Those of you who are in high school, it probably makes a little bit more sense to you. But I would have my kids, we would be reading a story like Hamlet or Left to Tell, and I noticed that my kids were just very rambunctious. They could not sit still. They could not do certain things. So I had to make a conscious effort to organize my room in a way that would keep their attention but was conducive for learning. And that also allowed people that when they came into my classroom, it was very clear on how my classroom was organized. So I say all of that to say that as you are working and as you are thinking about your next steps in this program, I really want you to think about why you're the expert. I really want you to think about how you're the expert. And I want you to think about how you can make people respect you as the expert. This week, we're going to do a couple of different things. In your downloads that you got on Friday night, you should have a couple of things. Number one, you should have an overview. And on the week's overview, it just tells you what chapters in the book to read. It tells you about the activities, and it gives you any upfront knowledge that you would need. In addition, you'll see some discussion questions on chapters 1-4 of Keep the Fire Burning, Avoiding Teacher Burnout. Please take a moment after you read to answer these discussion questions. This workbook is meant for you to be interactive. So, for example, these questions that you see on Keep the Fire Burning, of course, you'll answer them on your own. However, if you go to our private Facebook, you will see that there will be people discussing certain things that they've read. It will be people discussing, you know, different aspects of the program. So please get on there and please interact. In addition, this week, you will see a reflection. So it asks you for a reflection. You will see an activity for you revising your classroom. You will see a reflection graphic organizer. And you'll have this podcast. I really want you to make sure that as you are reading this week and as you are going through everything this week, that you really think about self-reflection and also how that self-reflection goes into you viewing yourself as an expert. We will every week, these podcasts are private, so we will not broadcast this to iTunes, nor will we broadcast it for anybody but our paid subscribers to listen to. But we really want you to leave this week with a sense of calmness, a sense of satisfaction for you as the expert, and a sense of purpose in what your week will be. In your downloads, you'll see affirmation cards. I'm a big believer in affirmation cards because sometimes we have to talk ourselves positive, talk about ourselves positively. And so these affirmation cards are good in that you will start to see the more you say it, the more you believe it. So this is going to end our week one. Week one module on teacher burnout, and join us next week, because next week we are going to go into week two, and in week two our conversation changes a bit and we go into number two, where is my happiness? Do you know where it's at? Have a great week. And if you need anything, please leave us a message on the Facebook page or send us an email at thelearningacademy@theeducatorsroom.com. Have a great night.